Next presentation is going to be Salvatore presenting
context.
Which one do you present?
Context
before?
ID.
The context ID. Okay.
Okay. I present this draft in Minneapolis, and actually there were people interested in this stuff, but we got two comments. One that there were other drafts talking about more or less the same thing. That mainly was the SIP session ID from Adrian. And the other comment that we got was that we could use the particle control to address all the use cases that we have in the draft. So next slide. Okay. Well, we had a look to the Adrian draft, and now in this draft we have two different set of requirements. One to address correlation of media session, and another one is to address correlation of dialogue that are not relate to this or strict to media session. So now we have these two different set of requirements. The two main requirements for each set is that one that I copy and paste from draft. And then we have also a common set of requirements that I don't have in the slides. Next slide. And then about the third particle control, we have a long discussion on the mailing list about if it would be possible to use third particle control to address all the use cases. And well, actually it is possible to use the third particle control to address more or less the same use case, all the use cases that we have in the draft. But we are looking for something different, because the third particle control, if we go to the next slide, actually to address all the different use cases that we have in the draft, you don't need only the third party call control mechanism, but you also need the call transfer capability plus the replace header, and then also in the peer you need the replace header support. So here we are looking for a mechanism that is not so heavy, and it's more distributed than the third particle control.
So Jonathan Rosenberg, I'd like to implore you to take this draft up a level, because I think this is an incredibly important and valuable area of work. It is a large area of work. It is a potentially new and exciting place that SIP can address. And it's hidden beneath, you know, nitty-gritty, you know, dialogue correlation things. The real problem that you're trying to solve, that I'd like to see this draft focus on in terms of non-protocol detail requirements, is what I was calling disaggregated media. The idea that I can have a phone and I can, you know, walk into a conference room and my video can go on the TV and my audio can go on the speakerphone, or I can go home and my phone, you know, the entire call can jump to my home phone or stuff like that. That's effectively the type of use cases you're trying to address. There's all kinds of interesting questions about that. You know, what kind of user interface things do you want to be able to show? What do you assume is allowed to change and what cannot change? Does this work between providers and not between providers? Those are the requirements that we need to flesh out that can form a whole lot of actually really interesting work. But right now, it's, you know, I hate reading requirements documents. His requirement is like, I have a requirement for the value in a header field which allows me to correlate thing A to thing B. That's not a requirement. That's like a protocol statement. So I would love to see this work take up a level, and you did a good job starting to go to those use cases. Just delete all the stuff where you talk about dialogue correlation, and let's try and get to the heart of some of these juicy issues around user interface and about what changes and whether they work into provider and all that kind of good stuff. So thank you.
Well, okay. Actually, the requirements are put in the way that they are because we are talking about how to handle this problem with SIP.
I didn't say anything that said this isn't SIP. I'm saying generally what I thought, you know, the idea is to generate requirements that's what we're doing here, to define problem statements that are, you know, what is the benefit of this thing that I'm trying to do? The problem is that, you know, my customers can't do X. I can't pick up the phone and make a phone call because blah, blah. Those are the type of things that we need to, that are the requirements we need to get at, right? This is a requirement whose only solution is a new header field is a particular value. It assumes a solution and backs out the requirements. I'm trying to say that there's a really good juicy problem here that would be great to really work on, and it's completely lost in the nitty-gritty protocol details that everyone insists on diving into. And we're missing something important.
Well, I actually agree that the problem of disaggregated media, or whatever you want to call it, distributed media, it's really interesting. And actually, the use cases that Salvatore has in the draft, in my opinion, are fairly good reflecting that. What I would like to ask, I mean, Jonathan and Paul and people that have given comments, is that Salvatore has been presenting this draft several times, and I mean, just to, you know, provide him with concrete feedback or you know, work with him at some point or something like that, in order to move this forward, actually.
I'd be happy to do that. And I made some concrete suggestions about deleting some things to make the use cases up, and the kind of things I just said are the kind of things that the requirements need to address. So I'm going to be happy to work with you some more.
Okay, that's great. Yeah. Okay, thank you.